everybody in Westchester and Chester County. This is Michael Forbes for the Consumer Defense Line. I'm your host, along with my beautiful wife, Nancy.
And that's me.
There she is. I want to wish everybody a happy new year and talk about what's going to happen now that the holidays are over.
Not a good thing.
Well, what happens in our world of consumer law is there's almost, and I can't say it's an actual moratorium, but a lot kind of slows down around the holidays because even the nasty debt collectors need a little bit of a break. And I say that in quotation marks, so to speak, because...
Is that so they can, like, beef up their nastiness?
They're eating their nasty meals and getting their nasty presents and living off the back of our clients who are hardworking people that have hit hard times, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the debt collector lawyers that I deal with are actually really, really nice people. And have expressed, not all of them, but a lot of them have expressed a lot of empathy and understanding towards the plight of our clients.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the mortgage foreclosure lawyers for the mortgage companies have been really very kind in that respect. And really a lot of them expressed to me they don't want to see people lose their houses. But for a few, almost every one of them has bent over backwards trying to work with me. And trying to help our clients save their houses, but their clients don't cooperate with them all the time.
Well, I do have to break in here for a second, and I do think that the reason why they bend over backwards for you is you do have a history of kicking some mortgage bankers' butts.
Well, I don't want to go that far because I'm too humble, but thank you, and believe me, I live in a glass house, and I've had my butt kicked a few times, but, you know, thank you for saying that.
It happens to be true.
Well, you know, when I call them, I start out saying, "Hello, it's me."
No.
Do we have an Adele on it today or what?
I don't think so.
Anyway, so...
Everybody just turned the dial.
Yeah. So what happens is this, and the reason I'm bringing this up is that some of the mortgage companies have really tried not to file foreclosure complaints or lawsuits during the holiday season. In Philadelphia, they don't even have sheriff sales in December. I think I'm correct about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the counties still have that, but basically, they're trying to, you know, just, I guess, honor the holiday season, so to speak. And after the holidays, though, after everybody's run up their bills like crazy,
mm-hmm.
and those first bills start coming in, our phone starts ringing again more frequently than it does during the holidays. So at that point, people start panicking. They're really not looking beyond themselves prior to the holidays. They're just looking at, you know, how many presents can we buy and,
right.
you know, make sure that we get through this in one piece.
Right.
What we've observed is that, aside from that, is that most of the people that come into our office and that we've represented over the years are really, you know, good people in the sense that, you know, they're not trying to get over on the credit card companies or the mortgage companies. Years ago, I remember going to court and I had somebody, a lawyer, make a comment about my client who was not there, who did not have to be there, because when you're defending a case, unless your client's subpoenaed, if you show up as the lawyer, the other side can't get a default judgment.
Right.
And the burden of proof is on the person suing your client. So in that case, it was a credit card company. And he made some comment to the judge, the credit card company lawyer, about my client not being there, even though his client wasn't there.
Right.
And he referred to him as a deadbeat, which really got me angry. And at that point, I had to inform the judge that my client was in a very serious stage of cancer. The attorney walked out afterward, and he felt really bad
mm-hmm.
and told me he learned a valuable lesson and would never make that same mistake. And he hasn't. He actually turned out to be a pretty decent guy. But I guess people get caught up in the litigation.
Right.
And, you know, we've all done it. We've all said things that, you know, we'd like to take back and maybe, you know, not be as insensitive to the other side, but you get caught up in the heat of the moment.
Right, but the debt collectors don't come off that way.
No,
they
a lot
tell our clients.
They really, the stuff these debt collectors say, yeah, that really, it used to be that they would just threaten you and get away with it, and then so many lawsuits came out against them when the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act became popular. And the Consumer Financial Protection Board has really cracked down on a lot of these companies. So whereas they used to threaten you, we're going to come out and, you know, come to your house, and they used to come out to people's houses, we're going to put you in jail, get an arrest warrant, things they couldn't do, or they would call the neighbors. We've gone over that on previous shows. They'd have, yep, these block parties. Everything they could do to humiliate people into paying to people who generally didn't have the money to pay and were already humiliated,
right,
because they were in a situation they did not want to be in the first place.
Yeah.
And that's really what I'm trying to say here, is that people call us, and a lot of times, you know, my potential clients want to tell me the whole story. And what I tell them is, listen, I don't judge my clients. Stuff happens in life. And it's, you don't grow up, you know, thinking my goal is to, you know, get a good job, build a family, get a nice house, and then file bankruptcy.
Right.
That's really not the path that people are thinking.
That's right.
When they get out of the workforce, but it happens. And you don't assume that you're going to end up in debt. You assume that you're going to end up putting money away and living, you know, a stress-free, or at least a financially stress-free life. So people call me, and most of the time what I hear at first is how bad they feel.
Right.
And how bad they feel when they're getting called by debt collectors. So our approach is to say, listen, first of all, it doesn't matter how you got here, you're here. So don't worry about it. Let's figure out ways to get out of it. Let's see if we can settle these cases, or if we have a case where we could sue the debt collector if they violated the law. Or in the case of a credit card case, you know, maybe bankruptcy is a better option, or maybe working a deal out, if you can afford it, it's a better option.
I think most people feel that there are no strategies for them.
Well, that's a good point, and there are strategies for just about everybody. Sometimes people call, and it really is confounding. But I would say 95-98% of the time we're able to figure out something.
Right.
The foreclosure situation, for instance, you know, people don't understand that most of the mortgage companies, even though they are kind of cold and they're way too big for their own britches, they can't afford to keep these houses where people are not in them. So there has been more of a concerted effort to get my clients' loan modifications.
Right.
And we've worked really hard to get that. But you don't get that unless you're going to fight them in the foreclosure and make them try and prove their case. Because if you don't do anything, then you've lost all your leverage. For instance, if they file a suit and they get a judgment, you know, why would they give you a loan modification at that point?
Well, I do think that most people in this, a lot of people in this position feel like, whether it's a foreclosure or a debt collection situation, they stop opening their envelopes, they stop taking the calls, they just feel cornered.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And doing nothing is not an option in any of those cases.
Yeah, I mean, people get depressed and they feel, you know, bad about themselves, and it's embarrassing, and they don't want to deal with it because there's too much to deal with every day anyway.
Right.
Well, it looks like we have a phone call here. We're being, is somebody on hold? They are? Yes, no, Fred? Fred said no, then Fred shook his head yes. We're now working with Fred for the first time, so I'm not sure I can
Fred
read
said
his signals
Fred.
Yet. Right. He hasn't heard that before.
Maybe he hasn't.
So, Fred, what's going on? Is somebody on the line here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Ramsey
Coulter.
It is.
What a surprise. How are you?
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
How you doing, Ramsey?
I'm doing great. Just listening to your show, loving it.
Oh,
well,
good.
How was your New Year's and holiday?
It was good. It was good. Yeah. How about yours?
Good. You get a lot of presents and candy canes and all that stuff?
Candy canes.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of candy canes.
Anyway, what's going on in the world of credit these
days? I'm sure Ramsey, you know, he gets the same kind of calls we do, obviously. And and Ramsey, the people that you speak to feel in similar ways, I guess, that, you know, they're just up in a corner and they can't get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have clients all the time, you know, they have no idea who to contact to settle the debts or who to pay, you know. Well, I have this bad situation. Just like Michael said, you know, we don't judge any of our clients. We understand, you know, stuff happens. And, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you lost a job. Maybe you had a kid. Maybe your wife got laid off. Maybe somebody passed away, you know.
Right.
You know, but now they have a job, and now they want to clean up their credit. Now they want to, you know, purchase things. Well, they're like, I don't even know who to call.
Right.
Well, okay, so we get your credit reports, and, you know, there's usually phone numbers on there. If it's a legitimate company who's been contacting you and not some scam company like usually happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't even realize, you know, anybody can call up a debt collection and ask them to settle the account. You don't have to pay the full amount. A lot of, one deceptive thing that the debt collectors do is they will, when you talk to them on the phone, they'll say, well, yeah, you can, we can settle the account, but it's going to be listed on your credit report that you settled for less, and that's a negative mark. Well, it's not a negative mark. The action of having a collection is the negative mark.
Right. I get that a lot.
I don't think I understood that.
Yeah, well, what happens is people, you know, get upset because, well, I don't want a judgment. You know, like I'll work a deal out with a credit card company sometimes where they want a judgment, but they won't execute. They won't go after the people's accounts as long as they're making payments. And my client said, I don't want a judgment on my credit report. And what I explained to them is, your credit report is already damaged by the fact that it was reported that you were delinquent. You can only help it by making payments and, you know, eventually, hopefully paying off the judgment.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I run into that all the time.
Yeah, and actually, that's another thing. A lot of people think, well, if I'm making payments on an account that is in collection, does that report a positive payment history? Absolutely not. It will help when the payment has a zero balance.
Right.
When the collection has a zero balance, and hopefully you have an agreement with either, you know, the judgment, whoever the company is who has a judgment against you, that when it's paid in full, they agree to, you know, remove it completely. That then there's no negative remark at all.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ramsey, we're going to take a break right now.
Yeah. Hold on until the other side.
And welcome back to the Consumer Defense Line with your host and hostess, Michael and Nancy Forbes, and our guest, Ramsey Coulter. Are you there, Ramsey?
I am still here, Michael.
Okay. Oh, I'm so glad you survived that break.
Yeah. We weren't sure you'd be breathing during that. So baited with anticipation here. Ramsey, do you run into people who are being dunned for medical bills?
Yeah, absolutely, all the time.
And what kind of complaints are you hearing, or what is your perspective on that?
Well, I mean, for medical bills, it's usually how the heck do I owe this amount, first of all. That's the biggest complaint. second would be, well, I got a bill from the hospital, from, you know, Brandywine Hospital. I paid Brandywine Hospital, and now I keep getting all these other bills from, you know, the Physicians Association of Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The radiology or the anesthesia. But they're all separate bills that come in, and people think that there's one bill from the hospital. There should be a ton of bills.
Well, that's a good point. And what happens is that you have like five or six departments billing you instead of one central department, and it's very confusing.
Oh, yeah.
And what we've run into, and, you know, I filed lawsuits on this, is that I had one in particular where we didn't sue, but we saved the client a lot of money, where the hospital we found was double dipping,
mm-hmm.
and they had gotten paid by the they had overcharged the Department of Public Works, DPW,
wow.
and nobody knew it except when I was going through the bill, and I went through it, and Nancy and I looked at it, and then another attorney I was working with looked at it and said, look at this. They double charged the state of Pennsylvania. which of course we reported right away. I don't know what came of that, but it got our client off the hook for a lot of money. The other one I've run into recently where we filed a suit on, and I got some more of them coming up, is where people get in car accidents. And there's this thing called Act 6 in Pennsylvania where your insurance company, if you have car insurance, which most people have, has to pay up to $5,000 or $10,000 in medical bills, and the provider has to cut their bill. So the bill, we call it getting Act 6'd. Well, now we're finding that a bunch of these providers get paid the Act 6 amount, and then they still go after our clients, which is illegal. So the providers get what's called their usual customary reimbursement, UCR. And so let's say Blue Cross gives them $100, they're still billing you $150. So to me, this is also violative of the consumer statutes, and it goes on people's credit reports.
And the medical bills are such a mystery. I mean, you really don't understand what you're being billed for.
Well, they're similar to mortgage foreclosure account history.
Yeah, really.
Mortgage company account histories. Their own lawyers don't even know what the heck is on these, how to read it. It's like hieroglyphics. do you experience an uptick in phone calls after the holidays or a lull during the holidays?
I thought there would be a lull during the holidays, and to my surprise, there actually was, which was great. I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, the next month or two, you know, should be high volume because people are going to start getting income taxes, and then they want to buy stuff. So the only thing stopping them, you know, if they have $4,000 in their hand, is your credit.
Right.
I also think, though, in January, kind of like the fitness, you know, you want to lose weight, you want to eat right. I think that there's a credit fitness that people aspire to as well. That's
Absolutely.
When they're going to straighten out their credit. That's when they're going to get the courage to open the envelopes and see exactly what they're getting billed for.
Yeah, I like that. We should put something like that on our website.
Credit fitness.
Yeah. Here's your credit fitness routine.
Yeah. New year, new you, new credit, new car, new home. Let's get it started. Let's
copyright all that. Trademark that. Don't let Ramsey run with that information. Well, Rams, we're going to jump off. Thank you for calling in, as always, and you're always informative and fun to talk to. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'll continue singing my Adele songs when we get off
here. Oh, please no. Okay. But I'm going to go make T-shirts. Credit fitness. I like
credit
it.
Fitness.
Yeah. All right, Rams.
Bye, Rams.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Yep, you too. Bye.
So you're listening to radio station WCHE in Westchester. Our number is 610-701-9243. And this is Attorney Michael Forbes. And my number at my office is 610-293-9399. We talk about consumer law. We litigate consumer law. We represent people that are having problems with unwanted telephone calls to their cell phones by automated phone dialers. That's a violation of the law. Debt collection, harassment, people calling you and doing things they shouldn't be doing or sending you letters or even suing you and putting false information in the lawsuit. Mortgage foreclosure defense, automobile repossessions, we defend those type of cases.
And also the website, www.mforbeslaw.com. Okay. We have a lot of good information there. So,
Fred, do we have someone on the phone there?
Yes, we do.
Well, we're getting blasted today.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello, who's calling?
Hi, this is Butch.
Butch, how are you?
Good, how are you, Michael?
I'm doing okay. It's good talking to you.
Good
now,
to see you.
I got a question for you. This is a big quiz. What word?
Butch just called in. He called to ask you a question.
It's a hot button with me. I've been trying to figure this out for years.
Okay.
What word in the English language rhymes with your name, Butch?
Oh, that's a good question.
You're damn right it is. Has anybody,
can you say that on the air?
Well, nobody. Fred's not doing anything about it. You give up?
Yeah, I give up. What is it, Michael?
There is no word. I'm sorry I can't give you a prize. Not that there was one to give anyway.
We finally get a caller, and this is what you do.
He gets stumped.
I'm calling because on behalf of my mother, she's been getting collection calls and letters from debt collectors.
And are they bothering her at, like, weird hours? Are the letters threatening her?
Not quite sure what time they're calling, but I do have one of the letters.
What's it say? Anything? Is there anything that jumps out at you? Well, let me say this to you, okay?
Okay.
If she's getting phone calls, and they, you know, a lot of people call and they go, oh, we're getting calls or some. I get a lot of calls from other family members. And they're saying, people call me and say, we're getting calls on Saturday night, Sunday morning. Well, the debt collectors are allowed to do that under federal law. But they cannot call you before 8 a.m., even if it's 1 second before, and they can't call you after 9 p.m. at night.
Okay.
So if your mom is getting calls at those times, they can't do that.
Okay, so before 8 o'clock and after
9? After 9 at night, that's a no-no. They just can't do it. In the letters, they can't threaten you with a lawsuit unless they actually intend to file a lawsuit. We see that a lot. We see that, you know, they've got to give you certain warnings. And they got to do this during the phone calls also, such as what we call the mini Miranda of debt collection. This is an attempt to collect a debt, and any information will be used for that purpose. If that's not in the letter or on the phone call, then your mom has the ability to turn around and sue the debt collector under the federal law and get up to $1,000 plus emotional damage, if there is any, plus they pay for my attorney's fees and costs if we're successful.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. So
well,
we can sue the collector then.
We can sue the collector. They've got to be a debt collector. Now, if it's the original creditor, you're much more limited. You in Pennsylvania, the laws are not as strong. They mirror the federal law, except for one really important thing.
What's that?
That is that you have to show that you have actual, what they call, ascertainable damages. So let's say, for instance, that you were wrongfully sued, and it's a consumer case, and it's a debt collector, for instance, or it's the original creditor, like a leasing company or a credit card company, and you can then turn around and sue them under the state law for your out-of-pocket losses and hiring your attorney to defend you.
Oh, okay.
Or if they overcharged you. Say, wait a minute, you overcharged me. Now you could also sue them under the state law. There's a lot of, you know, little angles to that, but that would also be a possible remedy for your mom, depending upon who's bothering her. The best remedy for her, though, is to call the law office of Michael Forbes at 610-293-9399, because we do give, on our consumer cases, we give free consultations, and we will guide people and really just try and give them some direction and help them, you know, get through this and explain to them what their rights are and what their remedies are.
Okay. So can I call your office then? And
yeah, absolutely. Call my office. If you want to come in, you're welcome to do that. If you want to do a phone consult, we'll do that too. If you just want to call and, you know, BS for a while, well,
I don't think we'll do that.
That I'll charge you for. But but thanks for calling, Nick. We really appreciate it.
All right, Butch. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Anyway, that was a great call from Butch.
Yes,
but
it was.
I called him Nick. I don't know what the heck I was thinking there.
I really don't know.
Anyway, so we're going to have a show on medical billing, and we're going to explain to people how what to do, how to look at these bills, and what kind of questions they should be asking. The other hot area of medical billing is their what they call the filial law. So let's say that you are being sued or dunned for a bill that your parent, who may be in a nursing home or assisted living, is responsible for. There are certain laws that allow the medical providers to actually come after the children. So we're going to go we're going to talk about that one of these days, one of our shows. There are exceptions to that, but the providers will not tell you what those exceptions are, thereby opening them up to liability. So,
and it would also be great if somebody would like us to talk about a specific topic they can call into the show and ask us, and we can cover it.
Or you can call our office at 610-293-9399 and ask us, you know, to discuss something on a show, and we'll prepare and, you know, talk about that.
Yep, and we're here every other Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
So the next date would be the 18th at 4 o'clock at WCHE in Westchester. And thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. And that's about it.
Be well.